Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. We're talking about Sophia Dembling's The Introvert's Way today. And Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel seen or what?
Hi there, Sam. It really did. This is one of those books that just gets it. Dembling isn't trying to fix introverts. She's saying there's nothing to fix. And I think that's huge.
Yeah, because the world is so built for extroverts. You know, open offices, constant networking, and small talk everywhere. If you're an introvert, it's easy to feel like you're doing life wrong.
Exactly.
And Dembling's main point is that introversion isn't shyness or social anxiety. It's really about how you recharge. Extroverts gain energy from social interaction, while introverts find it draining and need solitude to recover.
Right. And she uses this great analogy. For an introvert, a party is like a sprint that requires recovery time. For an extrovert, it's like a breath of fresh air. Isn't that spot on?
Totally. And that distinction matters because it shifts the conversation away from what introverts lack toward what they need to thrive.
One thing that really hit me was the idea of a social hangover. Dembling describes that exhaustion after extended social interaction. It's not just emotional, it's physical.
Right.
And it's real. Introverts have a lower threshold for stimulation, so the same level of social input that energizes an extrovert can overwhelm them. That includes noise, bright lights, crowds, and all of it.
She gives practical strategies too, like setting time limits at parties or finding a quiet corner. And she addresses the guilt introverts feel when they leave early.
Yeah, the guilt is huge. But she says honoring your own needs isn't selfish, it's necessary. I love that she gives permission to stop apologizing.
There's a part about relationships that I found really insightful. Dembling says introverts need to communicate their needs clearly, and partners need to respect that instead of taking it as rejection.
Yes.
And she talks about how introverts can find compatible partners and maintain friendships that honor their need for space. It's all about mutual understanding.
What about work? The whole professional world seems designed for extroverts. Open offices, constant meetings, and networking.
Right.
But Dembling argues introverts have advantages: deep focus, thoughtful contributions, strong one-on-one relationships. She encourages introverts to seek environments that fit their temperament.
And she talks about self-promotion, which is tough for introverts. She suggests finding authentic ways to share accomplishments instead of forcing yourself to be an aggressive marketer.
One of the most liberating messages is that you don't have to try to be an extrovert. She advocates for strategic extroversion, functioning in extroverted situations without losing yourself.
Yeah, that's key. She says the pressure to be more outgoing leads to burnout and resentment. Instead, embrace the parts of introversion that bring you joy: quiet evenings, deep conversations, and solitary hobbies.
And she tackles the misconception that introverts are aloof. They're often just processing internally. They might not initiate conversation because they're listening, not because they're uninterested.
So the whole book is really about self-acceptance. Dembling says introverts notice things extroverts miss, appreciate quiet moments, and form deeper connections.
Exactly.
Her ultimate message is empowerment. Stop apologizing and start celebrating the unique perspective you bring.
For me, the takeaway is that introversion isn't a limitation. It's just a different way of experiencing life. And that's okay.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a great resource. Sophie, final thought?
Just that quiet has its own power, and solitude isn't loneliness. The Introvert's Way is a reminder that being an introvert is something to embrace, not overcome. We'll see you in the next one.